I'm Pam Blevins-Hinkle, director of the Spirit and Place Festival, which runs from November 1 through November 10. The festival began in 1996, and this year we are once again pleased to join WFYI in presenting this series of essays on the Spirit and Place theme, Risk. And now, here's the Honorable Sarah Evans Barker with her essay, When the High Cost of Higher Education is Too High.
Following Glasnost, the government of Russia implemented a broad series of reforms. One of the most hopeful was to create, for the first time, a constitutionally based judiciary. My friend and former Indiana judge, Betty Bartow, headed a USAID-funded project to provide education programs for Russian judges. Betty enlisted a number of U.S. judges to travel to Russia to share their knowledge and insights at conferences she was organizing. I was one of those judges. One afternoon while there, our group visited a well-known museum. The planners had lined up an interpreter to help us understand the exhibits. She was a woman about my age. She was businesslike and a bit reserved, and had a perfect command of English. She was also surprisingly, even shockingly, candid. It must have been the combination of her candor and her facility with English that led me into broaching a more personal exchange with her. At one point, when she and I found ourselves alone, I asked if she had a family, and she replied matter-of-factly that she and her husband had one son. How old is he? 18. In school? Yes, she said. His final year of high school. Without going too far, I asked what I thought would be a final question. And after high school, then, will he go to college or university? We hope so, she said, and I replied, I hope so, too. To my surprise, she went on. My husband works, and I work, too, at this job as an interpreter, and we save the money I earn to get our son into the university. I asked if it was expensive to go to college, and she hedged a bit, saying, well, sort of. I asked if it was difficult to get into the university, and she replied, yes, very. She then explained that there are only two options for young men in Russia. They either go to the university or to the military. And the military was extremely dangerous because the government provides insufficient support for the soldiers. Besides the risk of battle in dangerous places, they have inadequate clothing and supplies and even lack decent food. Many soldiers, she said, are housed in unheated quarters in bitterly cold climates. More than a few get sick and die during their long tours of duty. Even if they live through these conditions, many young Russian soldiers return home in very poor health. So, she stressed, getting her son into the university was absolutely essential. As a result, she and her husband had decided that the money she earned would go to pay the university admissions officials to ensure his selection. I was not expecting that day to hear about a planned bribe, and I admit to having been taken a bit aback. When I finally found words to respond, I naively asked whether the process of paying off admissions officials was so open and well established that she knew whom to approach and how much to pay. I'll never forget her reply. Of course not. It's very risky. If I misjudge the situation and offer to pay the wrong person or the wrong amount, I know I will be arrested and sent to prison. But if I don't do this, my son will not be admitted to university, and he will have a very difficult life. Since that trip to Russia more than 12 years ago, I have thought often about my encounter with this courageous Russian mother. Her terrible dilemma should, in fact, cause all of us to appreciate the basic nature of law and rulemaking. If there are no rules, if society comes to run only on whims, on wiliness, personalities, and money, then social predictability evaporates. And without predictability, life becomes surrounded by severe and unmanageable risks. This endangered woman, shouldering such extraordinary risks in order to keep her son protected, has over and over made me glad that our legal system, with its body of administrative rules and its guarantees of due process for every citizen, is alive and vibrant. It's not perfect, but it's surely better than the terrible alternative.
That's the Honorable Sarah Evans Barker with her essay, When the Cost of Higher Education is Too High. You can read this essay on the Spirit and Place blog and hear more stories about risk during All Things Considered until the festival opens on November 5. I'm Pam Blevins-Hinkle.